Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video podcast, Expand Your Reality, Expand Your Wealth, or You Cannot Create Outside of Your Own Beliefs, where I show you how to basically create whatever you want in your life, but you're going to have to more than likely expand your reality to create it. All right, here we go. So what are your beliefs about money, wealth, work, riches, business, and freedom? Whatever they are determining your reality and therefore determining your wealth or lack of wealth. So if there is a distinct lack of money in your life, then perhaps you might want to change your reality about money, because the only real way to get more money is to change your reality about money. That includes having a reality with more money in it. So if you try to make more money or to do a business or some other endeavor to get more money, but you haven't shifted your reality about money and finances and business, etc. yet, you will more than likely lose that money, or you'll attract some unexpected expenses that take that money away. You can't be rich and have negative beliefs about money at the same time, just like you can't be happy and sad at the same time. So, what were you taught about money from your parents and society? If you were raised by wealthy parents, you would have been taught that money is a good thing and businesses and investing are good things. You would have been taught that having nice things and houses and cars and boats and travel are really good, fun things. And you would have been taught that being poor sucks. And so that would more than likely be your reality. And so it would be pretty easy for you to attract money and prosperity and opportunities, investments and businesses and riches and rich people into your life. But if you were raised by poor or middle-class parents, especially if they were very religiously oriented, you would have been taught a whole list of negative, limited, contrary beliefs and perceptions about money, wealth, business, commerce, investing, rich people, etc. For instance, you might have been taught such ignorant, uneducated ideas like money is the root of all evil, or the rich people are corrupt and unhappy, or they're greedy, or you must work hard for your money, and there is a limited supply of money, and the rich are taking more than their fair share of the limited supply of money, or limited beliefs like study hard, go to college, get married, get a good job, work that same job for your entire life, buy a house, get into debt, work hard until the day you die. Or you have been taught that investing is only for the rich, or investing in business is risky, or you were taught, my personal favorite, if it sounds too good to be true, then it must be. And this is a very apt, limited belief to showcase this podcast, because that statement in all of the previous statements that I just stated are statements of people's limited, uneducated, ignorant beliefs, which are creating their realities. To someone with limited beliefs and a limited reality about money, wealth, business, investing, marketing, sales, etc., they will believe that businesses and investing in those things are all risky and hard and therefore a waste of their time and money, or they're just not even possible for them. They believe that making money from investing money and basically doing nothing by getting your money working for you sounds way too good to be true, so it must be a scam, it must be a lie, it must be, you know. So anyway, and since it's a scam, then it must be a scam, but then all rich people must be crooks, and all financial deals and businesses are just greedy and scamming people out of their money and not really providing value, etc., etc. The implication is that there is really no such thing as legitimate business, and for some people that is their actual belief, and so it becomes their reality. And then they believe things like money is some evil thing, and rich people are bad people, and being wealthy is sinful, etc., etc., which are all, in my humble yet extremely enlightened and financially educated decision, are all complete and utter bullshit. But in this planet and in this universe, happily, you have the freedom to believe whatever crap you choose to believe. And whatever you believe, the universe will make it real for you. And money is most definitely one of the top inner conflicts that most people have and were raised with, especially if they were raised in the very religiously oriented poor and middle classes with the cavalcade of idiotic judgmental beliefs that they taught to them about money that is, you know, traditionally believed by those classes, those especially by people that are financially illiterate. Because the fact of the matter is, no matter what kind of bullshit and conflicting beliefs anyone has been taught about money and wealth, regardless, everyone wants more money. And I mean everyone. Even the monk who has renounced all worldly things wants more money. And the reason is not because we all need money to be happy or to feel worthy. Everyone wants more money because we are all creators. We are all desire beings here to create those desires into physical reality, not be renunciates and deny physical reality. That's just complete bullshit. And we all want to be happy, every single one of us. That's the only reason we're here on planet Earth, for the joy and fun of it. We all want to be happy, and we all want to have fun. Boys and girls on planet Earth just want to have fun, and we all want to do fun things. And on planet Earth, money makes all those things happen, including building those monasteries. There is absolutely nothing wrong with money or wealth or business or commerce or being rich or sales or salesmen, etc., etc. It's only your beliefs and perceptions about those things that really matter. Anyone that is skeptical or judgmental about money, business, investing, rich people, etc., have big-time inner conflicts about money. And anyone who says money isn't important is lying. And for sure, they are flat broke. They're just rationalizing being broke. They're just justifying their poor financial status by saying, money isn't important to me, or money doesn't buy happiness. But they don't really believe it, not for a second. Anyone who says money doesn't buy happiness is broke and unhappy, guaranteed, because they're broke. If you're broke, more than likely, you're bloody unhappy, because they are in conflict with their own desires and beliefs about money. And you can't be happy and be in conflict at the same time, just like you can't be happy and sad at the same time, rich and poor at the same time. So what are your beliefs about money? What's your reality about money? Is your reality that all rich people are greedy bastards and they just want to get rich off of the working man's back and get rich off of their toil, blood, sweat, and tears? And if I became rich, I'd just become a greedy bastard and be corrupt too? Or is your reality that most rich people are actually really nice, generous, caring people who create jobs with their businesses and who create valuable products that make life easier and more convenient? And rich people do great things with their money, like create and donate very helpful philanthropic charities that support poor people. And when I become rich, I will be a very nice, generous, caring, rich person too. I'll be generous and caring and do great things with my money, and because I am a generous, caring, nice person, regardless of my wealth or lack thereof. It's ludicrous to imagine that you would somehow become corrupt and greedy just because you had some money. I can assure you that there are more greedy poor people on planet Earth than there are greedy rich people on planet Earth. And that is the essence of rampant consumerism and credit card debt. And crime, etc. Crime comes from greed, not from prosperity. Consumerism and debt comes from poor people trying to feel rich by buying things on credit and spending way above their means. So what is your reality? That business and investing is risky, or business in the stock market and companies and corporations are generally greedy, corrupt, and exploitative, and investing is only for the rich, and I can't afford to invest money or invest in business? Is that your reality? And since businesses and investing are risky, if I did those things, I could lose all my money, so a job is more secure and stable. Well, if that's your reality, is it actually true? I mean, just because you believe something is real does not necessarily make it true. In case you haven't figured it out, there is no such thing as job security anymore. So in my opinion, having a job is risky because you could lose your job any day, or you could get hurt on the job, especially if you have a physical job. And you have no freedom. And even if you are lucky enough to find a quote-unquote secure job, you've got to work 5 freaking or more days per week for 40 more or more years of your life. Now that seems pretty freaking risky to me. I prefer the odds of succeeding at business and investing, which are much lower, lower odds of success for sure, but the risk-reward factor is worth it. Statistically, only 1 in 10 businesses succeeds financially, but when a business does succeed, the reward factor is extremely high. Just like investing, the higher the risk, the higher the potential reward. So for me, the risk is worth it, especially in comparison to the risks involved in employment, and that risk and subsequent massive reward potential, which gives me the kind of lifestyle I prefer, I'll take those odds any freaking day. So, what's your reality about saving money? Do you save money? Do you shop for bargains? What are you saving your money for? To buy things that get you more in debt? Are you saving money to buy big expensive cars so you can have big car loans? Are you saving your money to buy things that depreciate in value as soon as you buy them, as soon as you drive the car off the lot? Are you saving to buy a house, to get in debt with a mortgage that you're going to be doing for the last, for 30, 40 years of your life? I mean, what's your reality about houses? Is a house you live in an asset or a liability? What's your financial education about that? Most people believe that owning your own house is an asset because houses generally appreciate in value. But that is almost right, but not quite. That is a financially uneducated perspective. Any purchase that is not generating income, that is not providing you cash flow, is a liability. So what about the mortgage? Is that a bad debt or a good debt? If a debt is not making you any money, then it is a bad debt. But if your debt is invested in something that makes you more money than the payments on that debt, then it's a good debt. What's your reality about shopping for bargains to save money? Well, most people shop for bargains to save income. They shop for bargains on food and cars and goods and clothes to save on their weekly, monthly income. Well, that's a poor and middle class reality. Not that it's bad to save money, but they just are. The only reason they're wanting to save money is so that they spend less, so that they have more to spend. Well, a financially educated person, aka a rich, successful business person, does the same thing, but they look for bargains on things that are going to make them money, instead of try to save money on day-to-day expense bargains. They are looking for business and investing bargains. In other words, they're not looking for bargains that just save them money on their income. They're looking for bargains that are going to make them more money, to make more income. So again, what's your reality about money, business, and wealth? Is money evil, or is it a wonderful thing that helps me have more fun and go on adventures and do amazing things, including helping other people? Is the process of engaging in financial endeavors that are outside typical employment a risky thing? Or is the extremely high reward possibility, the risk-reward factor, worth the risk? I can tell you from decades of personal experience in business and investing that business investing is only risky if you don't have a clue what you're doing and you lack in financial education. And I think lacking in financial education is the biggest risk that anyone could take in life. If you're uneducated financially and know nothing about business and marketing and sales and commerce and investing, you are literally throwing your money away. You are gambling with your future. Some people believe that businesses and especially investing is a gamble, but I believe that if you are only educated to be an employee, you are making a much riskier gamble with your life than getting involved with businesses and investing, regardless of the odds. Most beliefs that people have about money and relationships and religion, etc., are designed to protect them from physical and emotional and even spiritual harm. They're designed to keep the boogeyman away. They're designed to try to avoid pain instead of gain pleasure. Most people's beliefs are designed to avoid or get rid of what they don't like and don't want rather than help them create and achieve and attract what they do like and they do want. But to get more of whatever you believe, and if you're focused on avoiding pain, well, pain will follow you wherever you go because you are focused on pain, not pleasure. You're focused on what you don't want, not on what you do want. If you want to create what you do want, you got to focus on what you do want. People believe what they are told by the people they love that want to protect them, but just because a belief has been taught and believed for generations and generations, does that actually make it wise and true? For instance, I often encounter financially uneducated people who believe investing is risky, and what I promote, which is basically financial freedom, investing your money, is a scam. They say things like, my mother used to say, if it looks too good to be true, then it must be. Now I ask you, is that smart? Would you prefer that the opportunity suck? Would you prefer that it not be profitable at all? Would you prefer that it be hard work? Obviously, there is a distinct difference between that person's reality and my reality. If someone would have said to me in elementary school, welcome to school, for the next 17 years of your life, you will be taught how to be an obedient peasant. You will be taught how to take orders and how to be a good employee so that you can work 8+ hours a day, 5+ days a week, for the rest of your life with zero freedom, and if you're lucky, be allowed 1 or 2 weeks off per year, and you'll be taught that it is a good thing to be in debt your entire life, and by the way, you could lose your job at any moment because your company could be downsized, and you could end up on the street penniless. Well, if I'd have heard that, I would have said, fuck that sounds way too risky to me. And if they'd have said, after you spend 17 years of your life and you go to university, you're going to graduate in debt up to your ass, and no one has even offered you a job yet. So you're starting out in the workplace in debt. I would have said, screw that. The point is, everyone has their own version of what is risky and what is smart in regards to money. For one person who believes wholeheartedly in safety and security and minimizing risk and pain at all costs, for them their reality is that investing in business are risky and it's safer and smarter to just have a good job and be a good little employee. But if you work for job security, you will work hard your entire life with very little chance of ever achieving any degree of freedom. But if you want to build a business, even if you have to work very hard to achieve that success, even much harder than any job requires and more hours than any job requires, and you risk your time and your money to achieve that success, the reward level can be absolutely massive, and you could potentially earn 10 to 100 to even 1,000 times more money than you could possibly ever imagine from a normal job, because with employment you have no leverage to earn big money. You're just trading hours for dollars. Yeah, there's a low risk, but of course you get paid commensurate with that low risk and get paid low money. But with business and investing, you have higher risks, but massive money potential. In fact, unlimited money potential. Whereas there is no such thing as unlimited money potential in employment. So which reality is riskier? Which reality is smarter? Well, you have to decide that for yourself based on what you want out of your life. For me, freedom is paramount, so there's no contest. I'll choose a 1 in a million chance for freedom over secure, low-risk chance of slavery and a lifetime of imprisonment any day of the week. So what's your choice? What's your preferred reality? If you decided that pursuing your dreams of freedom and wealth are too risky, then I can imagine what you've decided is most important in your life. You've chosen security. But for me, that sounds like prison. That's why they call it a maximum security prison. Hey, but Zakiron, I know what you're saying. Hey, Zakiron, I've met people who have lost money in business and investments. And I've been scammed out of my money from a crypto deal. And I lost money from getting into a network marketing company and a business. Well, I'm sure all that is true, or you believe it to be true anyway, but what is the complete story? How educated were you and them about finances, business, marketing, sales, investing, etc., before you got involved that would have possibly ensured your success? How much time, effort, and money did you actually commit to that business? Did you commit 5 to 10 years to that business? Or did you only commit to casual, a little bit, occasionally for a month or two? Did you try or did you actually commit? Did you actually lose money? Or did you just quit and just not really succeed because you quit? Sure, you invested a little bit of money, but did you learn anything about business? How valuable was that education? Every time I've lost money, every time a business has gone bankrupt or died, or I didn't succeed at this or that, the education was priceless. Again, we always come back to reality. What is your reality about that business that you did or that investment you tried? Whatever reality you believe to be real, that is the reality you will attract into your life. Was it just a failure, or did you actually get some good education out of it? Whatever you believe to be true, you will attract people and situations into your life that prove that reality is true. If your reality is that business and investing is risky, you'll attract people who have lost money in both. And if you go into a business or try your hand at investing, you'll probably lose your money because that is your reality. And whatever your reality is, the universe will help you prove its validity by giving you evidence that proves that that reality is actually real. Now, I recently got my mother said, if it looks too good to be true, then it must be, from a prospect. And I responded, is your mother a rich, successful businesswoman? Of course, that I knew she wasn't, because nobody who's a rich, business, successful person ever says crap like that. In other words, she's broke, right? Which is what I really wanted to say. And he responded that she is happy not having any money and believes you don't need money to be happy. Well, I would wholeheartedly agree. A person can be happy, rich or poor. And to get rich, the optimal course of action is to get happy first. Then the riches will naturally follow. And so if a person really and truly is happy, regardless of their financial circumstances, then they will naturally attract prosperity into their lives on all levels, including finances, because true happiness is the essence of prosperity. And a truly happy person is an open-minded, success-minded, non-judgmental, non-conflicted person who from their state of joy naturally attracts joyful things like money, prosperity, because with money you can do more joyful things. But a person like this woman who is essentially financially poor, in conflict over money, I do not believe for a second that she is actually happy. I think she has convinced herself and her son that she is happy and content being poor, but I don't believe it for a second. I think she has just done her best to come up with old sayings, old wives' tales, to rationalize being poor and ultimately rationalizing giving up on her dreams and rationalize her feelings of being, of feeling powerless to create wealth in her life. And you only need to rationalize being poor when you are in conflict about money, which they both obviously are, like most people on planet Earth are. Like most people, they both want more money because we all want more joy and more ease and more convenience and more abundance and more fun in our lives. We all want the freedom to do what we want whenever we want. Anyway, I then said, well, this alleged scam that I'm doing is treating me extremely well financially. And I even threw out what I made the last 4 months, which was really good money, of which he proudly stated that he made $38,000 in the last 4 months, which was more than what I had made. I asked him, hey, how did you make that money? He said, working. Of course, I knew that's what he was going to respond. Whereas the money I got was from doing relatively nothing, which was way, way, way outside of his reality. His safe, secure, unrisky reality is work hard for his money, whereas I prefer a riskier approach where I get my money working hard for me. His reality is have a hard life for the trade-off of security and low risk, and my reality is work smart, not hard, for a very high return and freedom. I don't work hard for my money. I let my money work hard for me. Because my beliefs, and therefore my reality, allow for that possibility to be true. Whereas the too good to be true, mother's advice guided, job security oriented person, how I make my money is way outside of his reality, so must be a scam. And anything outside of financially uneducated people's realities, they are afraid of. And they call risky. Or they call it a scam. Or it's impossible. Or only the rich, special people can do it. Or it's unaffordable. Or unreasonable, etc., etc. So how financially educated are you? Whatever your level of financial education, that level will determine your beliefs and therefore your reality about money. If you're struggling financially, it is guaranteed that your financial education quotient is very low. But don't blame yourself, because you were never given a chance to get financially educated. Even if you majored in business in college, that education is typically designed to train you to be an employee for someone else's business, not to start your own business. You were trained to work for someone else to help them make their dreams come true, not to work for yourself to make your own dreams come true. But regardless of the distinct lack of financial education you were given by our faulty educational system, with the internet and the countless books and podcasts and audiobooks and videos that are available freely to everyone these days, and the countless success and business teachers out there available to you to help you succeed at whatever you desire to succeed at, there is no longer any valid excuse. There is no longer any valid excuse for anyone to be financially uneducated or to struggle in life, for that matter, financially or otherwise. And if you're not educating yourself every day about business and marketing and sales and investing, then you're slitting your financial throat. And your only choice is to work until the day you die. But if the 40-40-40 plan of working 40 hours a week for 40 years of your life to retire on 40% less income than what you got when you were working sounds like a really shitty reality, and you'd prefer a much more fun reality, if you'd prefer a reality where you have ease and fun and joy and wealth and adventure and freedom to do whatever you want whenever you want, and you'd prefer a reality where you make money while you play and sleep, and you'd prefer to get your money working hard for you rather than you working hard for your money, then I'd love to show you how. Just go to ilovefreedom.info and let's get you out of the rat race and help you achieve a life of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. And all it takes is a reality shift. It's just a step to the left and then a jump to the right. It's just a little bit of a mind shift. And then you can be, do, and have whatever you want. And live an absolutely joyful, loving, exciting, adventurous, generous, caring, compassionate, fun, rich, and fulfilling life. So I hope you enjoyed this video podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and fun and riches and adventure and excitement on your journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!